Missouri's weather has always been fickle. The state's residents have learned that even if it's hot and sunny one day, the next day might be rainy and cold. But Tim Schnockenberg, field specialist in agronomy for University of Missouri Extension, says some of the weather patterns in Missouri have been swinging more widely from year to year.
We've had drought and we've had wet summers. I mean, certainly in 2012 and 2018, we had some severe drought problems. But then it does appear to me that we've had some wetter periods during the summer months when we don't always have that. So there's always been some weather shifts, pattern shifts.
He hesitates to use the term climate change, but he says heavy rainfall events have created problems for farmers.
Planting times or harvest times for crops can get significantly delayed if the ground is either flooded or too wet.
James Tucker is a 28-year-old farmer in southern Polk County who has seen firsthand the impact of the changing climate on agriculture.
That's the size, and then we're running about 150 head of cattle.
On this day, he's driving to his 600 acres of land at the conflux of the North Dry Sauk and Little Sauk Rivers. Tucker says although southwest Missouri has always had unpredictable weather, it's getting more and more extreme. He remembers a bad flood in December of 2015 that washed a large amount of sand and gravel into his fields. Last May, the area had several inches of rain and the fields were all underwater. Tucker had already planted corn.
Our corn was about like a foot tall, 14, 16 inches or so.
He thought his corn crop was ruined, but the water went down fast enough that his plants were saved. Farmers in other parts of Missouri weren't so lucky. Some fields in northern Missouri stayed flooded all summer long.
I think there's definitely really climate change. It's not a belief. It's just being convinced by the evidence.
James Tucker's father, 71-year-old Jim Tucker, has been farming on 700 acres near Willard since he was a child. He remembers flooding in 1993 when the Sauk River rose to the top of the bluff and spread over his cropland. More than 300 large round bales of hay were either washed away or ruined. His mother was 80 at the time and had never seen the river that high.
Since then, the river bottom has flooded like that three times. That's climate change, without any question, to bring those kind of heavy rains into this area.
Mike Burton, a professor in the Environmental Plant Science and Natural Resources Department at Missouri State University, points to data provided by Missouri State climatologist Pat Ganan. The data show a 35% increase in daily rainfall events of 3 inches or more. That's comparing the years 2000 through 2019 to the rainfall from the previous 124 years.
So if you happen to be in the Missouri Valley on a floodplain, or if you happen to be in another location where you're doing farming on a floodplain, the probability that you're going to experience high rainfall events and at least occasional inundation, flooding sorts of periods is increased.
Data provided to KSMU by the Missouri Climate Center show that annual temperatures have been above normal in the state for 17 of the last 22 years. The median last spring frost date is occurring a week earlier now than 20 years ago, and the first fall frost date is occurring about 5 days later in Missouri. James Tucker worries about what the continued changes will mean for farmers.
Because people in agriculture depend on the weather, and anytime there's instability, things get more difficult. And what we've had to do is buy bigger equipment that we can get over the ground in shorter amount of time with, to try to work around just narrower windows than we used to have because of the changing climate.
Along with keeping fields out of rotation for entire crop years, heavy rainfall can also lead to erosion problems in fields, with precious topsoil washing away. Hay production can also be affected by more frequent rainfall. Another potential impact of climate change, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is on milk production. The USDA says that greater heat stress on dairy cows could lower U.S. milk production 0.6 to 1.3% by 2030. There are some who aren't convinced that the changing weather is due to climate change. Tim Schnockenberg says the farming practices in Missouri haven't reflected a warming climate.
You would think that the trend, if there is, you know, a hotter, if we're kind of moving towards a hotter climate, which I can't deny, but I can't confirm either, you would think that the trend would be to use longer season hybrids and varieties with a warmer climate. But we've actually seen the opposite in the industry.
But he did say that's really more for cultural reasons than climate change. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, 2019 was the second warmest year on record. The planet's global average temperature last year was 1.71 degrees above the 20th century average, and 9 of the 10 warmest years on record have occurred since 2005. A USDA Economic Research Service report says, quote, climate change has the potential to adversely impact agricultural productivity at local and regional scales. But there are things farmers can do to become more resilient as extreme weather patterns in Missouri continue. Tomorrow morning at 7:45, as the KSMU series Missouri Agriculture and Climate Change continues, you'll hear about farming methods that are not only beneficial for producers, but that could help combat climate change. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.